You've heard me talk about Samaritan Ministries and how believers come together to care for each other's medical needs. Well, Samaritan has recently launched Redeem HealthShare Ministry. It's an additional sharing option from Samaritan that offers flexible, affordable programs with the same biblical foundation, all through a modern digital platform. Redeem still gives you the freedom to choose your providers, as well as the option to include an exclusive add-on feature to help with expenses related to dental care, vision, routine, and preventative care. New features, new programs, new options. Check it out at RedeemHealthShare.org for more information. That's RedeemHealthShare.org for more information.
Hey, we're Aaron and Jennifer Smith with Marriage After God,
helping you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
And today we're going to talk about why a healthy lifestyle is important for a healthy marriage. So today we're going to be talking about why a healthy lifestyle is important for a healthy marriage. This has been something that we kind of have struggled with pretty much our whole marriage. Not that we have been super overweight or had major issues with eating, but we haven't been intentional about it. Mm-hmm. And over the last year and a half, I would say that we've gotten a little bit more intentional with it. And we want to talk about what we've seen come out of it.
The benefits.
And we have three specific areas that we believe having a healthy lifestyle helps in your marriage.
Before we jump into those, I thought it'd be fun to just give them some background on what you have been doing and what I've been doing the last year.
A year and a half ago, I had this weight. I don't think I've ever been overweight, but I just always told myself if I ever got over 200 pounds, then
I would do something about it.
And like a year went by without me ever checking my weight, and I looked down and I was 220. Whoa. And I was like, okay, oops, which is okay. So what I did about it is I started going to the gym, and I didn't do anything crazy. I just said, hey, I'm just going to get up in the morning and I'm just going to go. I got a little membership for like $20 a month. But the point was I wasn't trying to do anything crazy with it. I wasn't trying to like lose all the weight really fast. I just wanted to do something.
Yeah.
That's how I work. Instead of trying to like, I'm going to do this for 5 weeks and I'm going to get insane with it. And I usually give up if I try that. Mm-hmm. So I tried doing something different where I was just going to take a baby step. But that was a year and a half ago. And now I'm at a place where I go to the gym 4 to 5 times a week.
Completely different.
And I'm doing CrossFit now. I don't know if you've ever heard of CrossFit, but I'm like drenched in sweat. And I finally, a couple months ago, got past the point of hating going. And now I actually kind of enjoy it.
You enjoy it a lot.
I do. I'm enjoying it a lot. But we're not necessarily talking today about the intensity of the healthy lifestyle. We're just talking about the patterns of a healthy lifestyle. And we're talking about the benefits that you can get from it. So, yes, I've been doing a lot of working out. I'm enjoying what I'm seeing out of it.
And we've been seeing total body transformation, too.
Yeah, we've been seeing a lot of fruit in other areas of our life.
Yep.
Because of it, and those are the things we want to talk about. Yep. What have you been doing over the last few months?
Yeah, hasn't been quite as long as you, but because you started doing CrossFit and I started seeing the changes in your body and your energy levels and your attitude even, I was encouraged to take a hold of my own physical fitness. And I knew that I had, throughout my pregnancies, let myself go a little bit. I wasn't as strong as I used to be. And we also were talking about maybe having another baby. And so I wanted to get stronger first. And so I talked to you about going to the gym as well. I actually got a personal trainer to walk me through, how to
because you've never
physically
done
fit.
It
I've never really done it before. Never really stepped into a gym, maybe once. So yeah, started doing that and started getting really strong. And again, started seeing those positive changes in energy level spikes.
In lots of areas of your life.
Yeah, and in lots of areas, even with intimacy.
Them too, yeah.
Even with intimacy, we were engaging more and ended up getting pregnant. And so we're on our fourth. And since then, I haven't been going to the gym as much, but I was still trying to go at least once a week. And yeah, just really been enjoying that whole process and the benefits from it.
So knowing that we've been trying to be healthier in our diets, in our activity, we just thought it'd be awesome to share with you guys the benefits and what comes from that and how it benefits our marriages.
Yeah. And I will say several years ago, we went through a diet change doing Sugar Busters. I don't know if you guys have heard of Sugar Busters, but it was a really intense switchover from what we were used to, where we had to look at all of our products that we would buy in the store and look at all the ingredients list and make sure that we weren't buying stuff with added sugar. Simple things like spaghetti sauce and peanut butter.
And we didn't do it for very long. We actually hate diets.
Maybe like 4 months. It was like really strict. But because of the patterns that we developed from that experience, we actually kept it. And this was years ago. And we still, whenever I'm at the grocery store, I don't need to check as many ingredients now because I'm familiar with
there's certain products that we love. And but one of our number one things we do is we just look for products that don't have added sugars.
And it's been super helpful with, I mean, just eating healthy at home.
Yeah, I would say the majority of the food in our refrigerator and pantry have no added sugars.
Yeah, you'll probably actually be really surprised and shocked at how much sugar is. We actually just found out that iodized salt, table salt, has sugar added to it, which we don't know why that is. So anyways, if you want to, you know, take a minute later on today, just check your pantry, check your refrigerator and see what those ingredients are.
Calculate how many items you have that actually have, is if in the ingredients, if there's any sugars, dextrose, molasses, sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and just see how many items actually have sugar in it. Mm-hmm. And that's one of our, I would say, because we don't like diets, we don't do diets. But what we do is when we shop, we make sure that we're not getting added sugars.
Yeah. Sugar is really toxic to your body. It spikes your insulin, and that causes a whole nother chain reaction throughout your body with your hormones and everything. So it is better to stay away from sugar if we can.
As much as possible.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean we don't have desserts and stuff.
Sure.
But, but that's just, it's a lifestyle for the most part. So over the last few years of us trying to change our lifestyle and trying being more healthy, we've found three areas that we've noticed positive effects in because of us pursuing a healthy lifestyle, and it's how it's benefited our marriage. So we'd like to share with you those three areas today and explain how they could benefit you. So the first benefit that we've seen from pursuing a healthy lifestyle in our marriage and life is discipline. And this is something that every person needs. It's something that if we have more of it, it makes us better people, more loving, more kind, more patient. And just having discipline. Another word for it is self-control, mm-hmm. Or commitment. And so I wanted to read a scripture to you real quick. It's in Proverbs 25, verse 28. And it says, "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." And so this idea of this scripture is that a man that doesn't have self-control is like someone who's weak and vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And can be taken advantage of and can be attacked. That's the idea. So it's good for us to build up our self-control and our endurance and our self-discipline, that we're learning those traits so that we aren't vulnerable.
And I'm curious if you've ever experienced this, or you listening, if when you don't have that discipline, don't you feel weak and vulnerable and like more susceptible to sicknesses or feeling overwhelmed or feeling burdened by things? And you just,
well, not having self-discipline when it comes to food, or not having self-discipline when it comes to bodily exercise, does physiologically make you weak, make you sick, make you tired. You have lack of motivation, not very good mental clarity. It helps you have a hard time having the energy to do the things that God's asked us to do.
And individually, if we've actually lacked on the discipline side of things and the lack of self-control, you actually see it break down your entire home structure. Like your whole, like your whole house kind of goes crazy.
There was a season that, we're self-employed, we work from home. There's a season that we would sleep in. The Bible in Proverbs talks a lot about people who love sleep. Mm-hmm. And this idea, not that sleep's a bad thing, but it's the people that, it's the idea that we love our sleep, that we want to keep sleeping. It's laziness.
It is laziness. And I will say, like, you started making a change in this area first of just the sleeping in that I want to mention. And it took me a while to catch up. And so I would actually get up right with the kids, and it was still chaotic. Like, I remember feeling rushed and not having time to get ready for the day, and not really knowing how my day was going to go, and just feeling rushed throughout the whole thing. It was just chaotic.
Yeah. And so discipline, me going to the gym in the morning, I get up at 6 o'clock and I start working out at 6:30. I get home by 7:30, 8 o'clock. And so I'm up before the kids. My kids see me coming home. They see that I've done something and I worked hard, and they see that I have a routine that they can, you know, learn from. And it's changed it, our sleep patterns. Mm-hmm. It forces me to want to go to bed earlier, which is a good, healthy thing. Like, just to kind of be in bed at a good time. Mm-hmm. It's forced me to get up early and have a routine. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten to a point now where I can tell, I'm like, man, I'm not going to enjoy the morning because I shouldn't have stayed up too late, or I ate too much, or I shouldn't have had that, you know, dessert. But when I do it, it feels so good.
Yeah.
And it actually starts my day off. When I don't go to the gym, Again, this doesn't mean you have to go to the gym, but just having these patterns of discipline, mm-hmm. when I don't go to the gym, I actually feel like my day's off.
Yeah.
Because I've created such a pattern in my life where when I'm up at 6:30 and I do that, I know what comes next.
Yeah. And you're ready for it.
And I'm ready for it. My body's like engaged and my mind's engaged. And have you felt that with you going to the gym or the patterns that you've been trying to walk in?
Definitely.
Getting up early, which has been hard for you, especially being pregnant.
And I'll tell them, just recently, I was getting back into the pattern of sleeping until the kids wake up and, you know, first trimester sicknesses mm-hmm. and things just not feeling well. It's been hard for me, but about 2 weeks ago, you came to me and you were mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, how do you feel about getting up early, making sure that you're getting in the word and getting ready for the day before
preparing
the kids
yourself,
wake up?
Yeah,
preparing myself. I've been doing it, and I don't even think I've set an alarm yet. I feel like the Lord's just been
prompting
me.
She gets up like 5 minutes before she wants to get up, just
yeah.
automatically.
Which is pretty awesome. But I do all the things that I need to do, and I'm ready for the kids when they wake up. And I just want to encourage those listening that, you know, a marriage after God is one who allows your spouse to speak into your life, mm-hmm. to require things of you, to build you up, and mm-hmm. to expect the best of you, mm-hmm. right?
That's what we do for each other.
Yeah, and so allowing you to speak into my life and say, hey, Jen, I want you to get up earlier. Mm-hmm. Me being able to receive that is really important.
And you did, which I thought was awesome.
And it's benefited me.
And it's not always been that way.
No, there's definitely been times in our marriage where I've resisted your mm-hmm. Your
prompts
requests or prompts or whatever they are. I have done that, and that just makes my life even more miserable because then I'm still living a chaotic life mm-hmm. with the guilt of knowing that I'm not in submission to you. So I just want to encourage those listening that, you know, being married is so awesome because you guys are there to help each other. So be willing to speak into each other's lives and be willing to receive it when they do.
And you mentioned that I invited you. I said, you should, you know, why don't you get up earlier, get into the word and kind of prepare yourself spiritually in the morning. The other side of this, we're not going to just talk about physical discipline and health. We're going to talk about spiritual discipline and health.
Yeah.
This idea of having a discipline. So for me, getting up early in the morning to go to the gym is only a part of my discipline. It helps me be more disciplined. And so when I'm after the gym, I get in the car and I pray. I spend time in prayer. And so I've been able to couple those two mm-hmm. things together. Like, oh, I'm already awake. Mm-hmm. There's no one awake. No one needs me right now. I'm going to pray.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I was just thinking as you're talking and sharing this that you come home and because I've been doing my part, the kids have been fed, they're ready mm-hmm. for the day and they're ready to sit down and dad comes in and teaches them.
Yeah,
from the
I get home from the gym, I take my shower, I get out of the shower and then I go straight to the kitchen table where the kids are eating breakfast and you're eating breakfast and I've been making it a point to read the Bible to the kids every single
day. And it's been so great. Like Elliot, he's 5, he's been asking questions and total engagement. It's been such a blessing.
So the question for you is not just discipline, not just are you learning discipline in the health and the physical side, but how are you learning to discipline yourself in the spiritual things, which is infinitely more important.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we're talking about healthy lifestyle, but we're talking about healthy spirituality too. And when you start making these decisions to have self-control in your eating, have self-control in how you use your body,
mm-hmm.
and that you're not just being lazy, that it multiplies into like, well, like I have the time now. I'm already awake. I'm going to get into the word. I'm going to pray. My mind's on. My heart's on. My spirit's active. And I'm going to, like this morning I prayed like, okay, Lord, help me walk in your spirit today. You know, help me have your heart today. Those are the things I was praying for today. And so having physical discipline and spiritual discipline. Spiritual discipline is more important. But
we're looking for people who have been blessed by this free podcast and our free daily marriage prayer emails and who want to help be a blessing to others. Creating and hosting this podcast and sending out our daily emails do incur a financial cost. And we want to invite you to join our faithful patron team to help financially support these resources so that they can remain free for all who need them. Please join our patron team today and become one of the faithful financial supporters who desires to help bless thousands of marriages around the world. Your support will help us pay for the creation, hosting, and promotion of our podcast and daily emails. Thank you, and we hope to see you become a Marriage After God patron.
Both is good. And
So if you guys just want to take a minute, just evaluate your life, evaluate your marriage, mm-hmm. evaluate your family life and what that looks like. And if there's any areas where you're lacking that self-control and that self-discipline, just make a little note of it and start praying over those areas and mm-hmm. talk to your spouse about it and make sure that you guys are tackling it as a team and making change in these areas, because it really is important.
And so the second thing we want to get into is this idea of example. So walking in a healthy lifestyle and having a healthy spirituality, it leads to what we call having an example to follow. Mm-hmm. And a perfect example to give you of this is, a couple of years ago, my heart was like, man, I want my wife to be healthy. I want her to get back in shape. These things, which are hard conversations to have. And I realized, I don't know if you all have heard of the plank eye, you know, take the plank out of your own eye before you get the speck out of your brother's eye. I just realized that the Lord said, hey, if you want to lead your wife in this, you need to do it yourself. And so instead of going to my wife and saying, babe, I need you to get back in shape. Babe, I need you to start eating better. Babe, I need you to start exercising. And she's like, got a new baby. And she's, you know, figuring out how to be a mom of two and then a mom of three. Mm-hmm. I decided to become an example for her instead, because I wasn't doing it myself. So what I did was I just said, well, I'm going to start walking out something that I would desire my wife to walk in, so that I can be an example to her, so that I can actually lead her in it.
And it worked.
And it did work. And I actually never had to say anything to
you. You never said anything to me, because I remember having this conversation with you like 2 or 3 months later, and you brought it up, and I had already
Doing this for months.
I had already entered the gym and started working out and eating better too. And yeah, you didn't have to say anything to me, but it was simply your example that inspired me to want to also walk in that change. And so that was really cool.
Well, and it also became an example in our home where one thing that we were having the kids, because they see us, they see me exercising.
I would come home and Olive's like, I can work out. And she does a squat and it's the cutest thing ever.
Her squats are fun. And then, so Elliot tries to do 10 pushups every night with us. Yeah. And it's just one of those things that he's participating in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, Paul says this often in his writings in the New Testament. He says, follow my example as I follow Christ's example. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to be living lives, not just physically in our health and in the way we eat, but in our spirituality. What kind of example are we leaving in our home? Can we lead by example? So can I tell someone to be healthy when I'm unhealthy myself?
Or your spouse.
Can I tell my spouse to be healthy when I'm unhealthy myself? So especially as the leader of my home, the only real way to lead in this, in any of these things, is by example. Mm-hmm. I can't tell my kids to get in the Word of God and then me not ever be in the Word of God.
Or in my case, I can't tell my kids to eat healthy when they're teenagers if I haven't been living that example
in front of them and for them. Especially when you're the one that gives them the food.
Yeah.
Like what you choose, they choose.
Yeah.
And so this goes, you know, not just being an example in health and fitness, but this goes more so into example spiritually. Mm-hmm. So talking about the Word of God, me trying to get into the Bible every day and read to the kids, I'm trying to be an example to them. I want them to see me open the Bible. I want them to hear me read the words. I want them to see me be excited about it, because I don't want them to think like, well, Dad never did that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, maybe he was on. Like, I try not to read the Bible on my phone in front of them, because all it looks like is I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like I'm in the Word of God. So I sit down at the table and I open the Bible and I be an example to them while reading to them. Mm-hmm. And they see it. So not just in getting up early, not just in going to the gym, not just in desiring to eat healthy and have a healthy lifestyle, but more so in showing example spiritually. Do we pray? Do we run to the Word of God when we have questions? Mm-hmm. Do we encourage them with Scripture?
Are you participating in fellowship?
Yeah. Do we go to them and repent to them when we are wrong, which is something that we have to do often. Mm-hmm. So showing an example to them spiritually of what a Christian acts like and sounds like and looks like. And so the second thing we just wanted to bring up to you is, what kind of example are you being in your home, to your wife, to your children, to your coworkers, to your friends? And are you leaving a healthy example for them?
And we want to be an encouragement to you guys. And if you kind of are listening to us and you're like, I don't even know where to start. I haven't been in the Word. I haven't been praying.
This is good.
Yeah. I haven't been working with my spouse in this area at all. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to let you know that we have created these resources, Wife After God and Husband After God. It's a 30-day devotional, and they walk you through biblical principles in reflection of marriage and in regards to marriage. But
it helps build a habit because it takes 30 days to complete it.
Yep. So this is something that you guys can commit to, that you'll need discipline to do.
And these books require you to open the Bible.
Yeah.
We wrote them in a way
that
you have to have your Bible with you.
So if that's one way that you guys want to kind of launch this thing and like tell your spouse, you know, we're making a change in this area, this might be a great way to start.
Yeah. And we have those at shop.unveiledwife.com. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a link in the description of this video. So let's move on to the last area that we've seen growth because of trying to walk in a healthy lifestyle, physically and spiritually. And it's ability. Would you just be able to define this with me? I brought this one up when we were trying to figure out the topics.
Yeah, this is basically, what are you able to do because you're walking in a healthy lifestyle, because you mm-hmm. are disciplined with your eating and with exercising and with your spiritual disciplines of reading the word and praying and, mm-hmm. You know, your mind is focused, your heart is focused, you guys are moving together in oneness mm-hmm. In your marriage, and then your family is following in that example. So this is ability.
A perfect example of growing in our abilities because we're trying to be healthier is I feel like I have tons of energy to play with my kids.
And you do every night. you play with them.
It's and not just great. Like I used to go outside and I would sit on the bench and just watch them play, which I still do because I get tired. But now I can like run around with them. I'm pulling them on sleds. Yeah. You know, I'm letting them jump on me. And I have three kids and with a fourth on the way. Like I'm gonna need energy. I'm going to need strength to be able to hold them, to be able to lift them up into the bunk bed and to let them crawl on me and play on me.
Okay, he does this really cute thing where at night the kids are usually in our bed and they'll say, the train's coming, and it's dad, and they'll all jump on him and he... Doo-doo.
So I choo-choo by him and they jump on me and like grab my ears and my...
takes them to their bedroom. But it's just things like that where you're able to engage mm-hmm. with our children because you are physically fit and you... have chose that.
What's one ability that you feel like you've increased in because of desiring to walk in a healthier lifestyle and taking efforts in that?
I also feel like I've become stronger. I didn't realize...
You have muscles in places you've never had.
No, I know. It's so true. I didn't realize that going to the gym, I thought it was going to be more cardio, but she actually had me strength training. And so I was lifting weights that I never thought I'd be able to. I used to do 5 pounds at home with a little home video thing. But there I was able to lift as much as 25 pounds. And I've never been able to do that before. Yeah. And so being able to have that energy and that strength to be able to engage with my kids and on a more personal level, I've been more intimate with you. I've been way more energetic in that area. So,
naturally, really cool. Exercise increases libido mm-hmm. and all of the hormones that go with a healthy sex life.
Yeah. So, like, my desire for it has been increased, but also my agility and my ability
stamina.
That's what I mean. Like, just being able to enjoy that time.
So, this is I would say this specifically is a more spiritual side of having a healthy lifestyle of exercising and eating healthy, because that increases our oneness.
Oh yeah.
The desire that your increased desire for me, my increased desire for you, us having a more active and healthy sexual lifestyle.
Yeah.
Man, it's made us much closer. It's made us more confident with each other and in our walks with God. And so I just would say like that in itself, that ability, the growth in that area
has been huge. Exponential growth.
If that was the only reason,
it's been worth it.
It's been worth it for sure. So we want to encourage you guys in health, physically, and in your eating habits. Those all play a role in how you operate in your marriage and as a unit mm-hmm. and what you're capable of doing. Mm-hmm. Another ability on the spiritual side of things, as we are practicing discipline and example in the Word of God and in prayer. Is we actually have the ability to speak truth into each other's lives.
Yeah. And because we're walking it, we don't feel guilty or shame or embarrassment when we need
hypocrites
to speak or like hypocrites when we have to speak the truth, when God prompts
our hearts. We have the ability to teach our children mm-hmm. because we're getting into it, and it's not like, well, someone's going to teach them. No, we teach them.
Yeah.
And we open the Word of God, and on the chalkboard right over there, we put scripture. And it's like our theme for the week, and it's something that we're trying to teach our children, as we talked about in another video. And we teach them, and we repeat that verse over and over and over again. So spiritually, when you're walking in discipline and having a healthy spiritual lifestyle, your ability to walk in what God's called you to walk in it increases.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what we're so called to do. It's called maturity. Mm-hmm. When we walk in the spiritual maturities and we walk in spiritual discipline and we walk in becoming an example spiritually, we grow in ability spiritually mm-hmm. and what we're capable of doing, what we're, you know, we're no longer afraid of talking to so-and-so about the Bible because we actually understand it better.
Yeah. I was actually going to bring this up too, that, you know, our heart's desire, in sharing all of this with you is to remind you of what it looks like to have a marriage after God, and to remind you about the extraordinary experiences that you can have with God. And when you are able, when you have a clear mind and, are sharp and energetic and physically able, and you're walking with the Lord, He's going to give you experiences and opportunities to do things.
Well, the Bible tells us.
And you'll be prepared and ready for it.
If you're faithful a little, you'll be faithful much. So can you be faithful with your body? Can you be faithful with your diet? Can you be faithful in the reading of the Word of God? Can you be faithful in the example that you're trying to set in your home?
So that when He puts a desire in your heart to do something extraordinary, you are ready. You are prepared. You can do it. And you have everything. You're equipped to do it.
I want to end with a scripture. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. And it says, "Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present, this present life, and also for the life to come." So as we talk about physical and physical health and our eating habits, I want to emphasize that those are just small disciplines and small fruits of a disciplined spiritual life, where you desire to grow and mature in your walk as a Christian, and in your marriage that's chasing after God together, that you make decisions that are good, not just because you want to look better, not just because you want to lose some weight, but because you know that those are fruits of lack of discipline. And so we want to just turn that around. So if any of you, like Jennifer said earlier, just wondering, like, where do I start with this? I've been trying this new method of way of thinking when it comes to growing in areas, and it's just take a baby step. Just do one new thing and try and do it over and over and over again. So it might be next time you go to the grocery store, just look for products that don't have sugar in them. And that's it. Don't do a big old diet. If you're wondering about the Word of God, do what I'm doing. Just read one chapter. Start in Genesis. Read the creation story in just one chapter. You're like, oh, I'm going to read this. Read Proverbs. Just figure out what day it is. Go to that day in Proverbs, because there's 31 Proverbs. So if it's the 20th, go to Proverbs 20 and read Proverbs 20. Yeah.
It's awesome, full of wisdom.
And just try and do it every day. And then eventually you'll find yourself reading more and more and more.
And don't forget to encourage your spouse along the way.
Yeah. Love you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Did you enjoy today's show? Find many more encouraging stories and resources at marriageaftergod.com. And let us help you cultivate an extraordinary marriage.
Hey, Marriage After God friends. Thank you for your continued faithfulness and listening each and every week. Jennifer and I have often shared with you about how important prayer is in the life of a believer. It's so important, in fact, that we're told this in 1 Thessalonians. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." It is God's will for us to pray, and we want to inspire you to begin praying for your spouse and marriage every day. This world hates marriage, and so does our enemy, because he knows the power that your marriage is meant to have in this world. He knows that if you and your spouse are praying and chasing boldly after God together, that the impact Christ will have in and through you will be powerful. So we need to be praying more than ever before. Our heart is to encourage you, along with everyone who listens to this show, to be praying for your spouses and your marriages, to be strengthened, renewed, healed, prepared, and empowered to do the ministry that God has for you to do in this world together. So, Jennifer and I would love to invite you to join with thousands of other couples in taking our 31-day marriage prayer challenge. This is a completely free and fun way to build a habit of prayer in your marriage. All you have to do to join is visit marriageprayerchallenge.com and fill out the registration form. Once you do that, you will begin to receive an email every day from us during the 31 days to not only remind you to pray for your spouse, but we'll also give you various topics and prompts to help you know what to pray for. We dare your marriage to start praying like never before. Start the challenge today at marriageprayerchallenge.com.